well done on your win this afternoon, manager of the St. John's team. It's been a frantic battle, I suppose, over the 2 days. You must be delighted to get over the line.
Yeah, we're absolutely delighted to get over the line, especially at half time. Considering we were 5 down at half time,
yep.
And we didn't perform, which was, we had to address a number of teams things at half time. And look, it was great for the guys, for the lads, to get a performance out of themselves to, I think, reflect where they're at. But that's not good enough last week. So I'm delighted. We got the performance out of ourselves in the second half, and look, we had a bit of luck as well. A ball came off the post, we got a goal very early, which cut the lead back to 2 points, and look, we were able to drive on and keep tipping the scores over. But look, it was a great fair play to Farnans. To put up a really, really good show. We're much better than us in the first half, could have got a couple of goals. Noel held us in it, and it was a good game, and we had to win it. We really had to win it in the second half. So look, it's great. It's a wonderful thing for everyone associated with the club. It's 16 years since we won a cup of significance, and look, I'm delighted seeing everyone, the players, the work they've all put in, and their families and friends, getting this day. And look, we'll celebrate it for a day or two.
In reference to the game you drew last week, probably lucky enough to get a draw. Last kick of the game, David Rooney, he stood up again today, kicked 4 points in the second half. But I suppose last week, to get that, you're probably a little bit of momentum coming into today's game, having kicked that last score.
Yeah, well, maybe we did have momentum coming in, but Farnans totally were the better team in the first half. So yeah, regardless of what we thought, we had momentum or anything, Farnans were much better than us in the first half. So they took the game to us. They were well ahead of us at half time. I'm just delighted the lads put the performance in the second half, or they got it out of themselves. We were able to tighten up a few things. A few of our leaders really showed up and took the game to them. And look, when we got the chances, we took them. But that said, we had a bit of luck with the ball coming off the post. Farnans also missed 3 or 4 that they'll be a little disappointed with. Might have been a little bit of a breeze out there that maybe we didn't appreciate in the sideline, or maybe up here, that it was maybe difficult to shoot in for us in the first half and them in the second. Look, we're delighted, and look, we're just, unfortunately, it's a very quick turnaround for the Connacht club next Saturday now. And Auchtersheelan would have a huge advantage over us, being able to see us today. Obviously, them having lads down here looking at it, them having an extra week's rest, getting their players right. Look, we are going to celebrate this. It's 16 years since we've won anything, so I think it's due to the lads to enjoy their few nights. So look, we'll see how it goes this week.
What's going through your head at half time? 5 points down, 9 points to 4 at half time. Probably didn't play anywhere near the level that you're capable of playing in the first half, but really came into it after half time.
Yeah, I suppose we were able to break it down what wasn't happening that should have been. And we had a number of things we were meant to do that we didn't do, that we weren't switched in to do, which we were able to talk about at half time. The other thing that's going through my head is that these lads are not showing how good they are or how they can play, and this isn't happening. So we just needed to make a couple of switches around. But look, the lads needed to look at themselves, and they had a chat with themselves at halftime. And you're not in finals that often. There's very few times in your life where you get a chance to play in front of all your family, your friends, where you've trained for months and months, and you need a performance. And look, we had four, well, you can't call it four halves, but we had two halves this week and two halves last week. I'd say we didn't play in three of them. So thank God we played in the one that it actually mattered in. That's what was going through my head. And look, at the end, it's probably relief. Or it's relief when the goal goes in, or relief when we get a run of play and get a score that, is reflective of the lads. But look, they put in a huge amount of work. And it's great that they get the reward today. And look, we'll enjoy the next couple of days.
As you mentioned, you've got the Connacht Club campaign coming up. You're one of the few clubs in Sligo that has a pedigree in terms of provincial success, having won the junior club before. But more importantly, you're back in the senior grade. What does that mean for St. John's?
Well, Well, it's good that we're back there. I think we can compete at senior level with some of the senior clubs. We still have a good bit more development to do and improvement to do to properly compete, I think. But, I think we're okay to go up from intermediate this year, and I think it is important for the young people in the club. And a lot of the guys out there are good enough to compete in senior. It probably is reflective of where we're at. I don't know whether there'll be no one around from the last Connacht run that we had in the junior, whatever, 16 years ago or that. So, look, I suppose it's going to be a huge challenge to get the lads, half right for that game next week. We'd hope to compete with Auchnashiellan, but look, they were always the favourites in Leitrim. Had a tough game against Leitrim Gales in the final. A very well, a really good, slick, fast-moving outfit. A lot of serious leaders in their team with Barry McGuinney and the other lads that they have. Look, we're lucky it's here. At least we don't have to go too far. Saturday is quite soon, but look, we'll enjoy our few days and we'll try and get together and we'll just see how it goes next week.